This call is now being recorded.
Okay.
All right, Barry. Thanks for taking the time to call.
No, thank you for doing this for me. I appreciate this.
Okay. Well, I got a couple
What do you want? No. First, let's say about William Forsythe. He did a good thing portraying John Gacy. Out of all the people that he has done, including Al Capone, 107 movies, he really, well, he had me spellbound sitting on my sofa. And it's a very moving movie. Yes, there are some disturbing parts, but the movie, he did a great job. He really did.
Were you on the set of the movie when it was being filmed?
No, he was going to fly me there back in January of 2009. Had it all worked out, tickets, the whole nine yards, and something came up. So then he felt bad. And, you know, I don't expect nothing from anybody because I just move along and do the best to hold myself together through these years. And he calls back my partner, David Butts, who is my president out of Sycamore, Illinois. And my website, before I forget, is johnnyandme.net. And then I'll bring you up the letter from William Forsythe appraising my book. Anyways, so he called me. He calls my partner, David. And he says, David, I feel so bad. So he said, well, he said, I call Barry. So he calls me and he starts to apologize. He says, but here's what I want to ask you, Bear. What would you like more than anything in this world? I want to go home. I want to see my house for the last time. I haven't seen it in 40 years. Between him and Clark Peterson, they flew me home in 2009. I was able to go back to where Johnny tried to kill me in 1978 at his house in Norwich by putting handcuffs on me. But because of a glass of water and the Almighty God looking out for me, I saved my life. And I ran from this house, which is called Running from the Devil 360, which is in my book called Johnny and Me. And it's been out since September the 5th, 2008. So I went home, and I was able to see her, and I met the new owner. Of course, I didn't go inside because I didn't ask that in my prayers. I just asked if God could put it together for me to go home, and he did. Then we went to Johnny's house where Johnny tried to kill me in 78. And that took a lot out of me because it's bringing back flashbacks of memory.
I'm sure.
But I prepared myself for it, Mr. Michael, I did. And I came over real well. They were all, his whole crew were very proud of me. And I patted myself on the back because I didn't know how I was going to get through it. But I did. Then we went into his house, which brought back memories. I lived at his house 90% of the time. His house was at 4505 North Memora. My house was 4516 North Monitor. He was one block over, and I only lived four doors from him. I practically lived in his house. He lived in ours more so than he did his own because of his father being so brutal and alcoholic and whatnot, and so was mine. So it's a lot of memories here. And I've had people ask me, just the last caller asked me, out of all the memories, of all the good or the bad, what is the most that you remember that's good about Johnny? Singing O Holy Night as we went Christmas caroling 50 years ago, Karen, his sister, my sister Connie, who passed on, and me and Johnny.
Wow.
And we had always introduced to the people. And you know what? Everyone we ever saw cried. One man came up to me and said to me, Barry, he needs to get professionally done, but if he did, he'll have a beautiful voice. Daddy was never close to me, just like Johnny's father was never close to him. Johnny and I were the footballs that were kicked around quite a bit, and they took their resentment out on both of us. I got it one way, Johnny got it another. And so we used to talk about it in the alley, which separated us, our four houses. If that alley could ever talk. Anyways, the years were hard. There were some memories of the restaurant in my mom's basement. Johnny, of course, put it together, and I went along with my ideas. The Christmas show, the night before Christmas, which is in my book, he played Santa Claus, which people find hard to believe, but he did. And then we had our Christmas caroling group, And then, of course, we belong to the Boy Scouts. And it's all these memories are in my book called Johnny and Me. And Karen recently went up on my Facebook and said, "Your book is awesome." I waited to hear that because I didn't know how she was going to accept it, since I didn't write about her brother being nasty and vicious. No, I wrote the stories before you people heard about what he did later in life. Yeah, my childhood and Johnny's childhood together. So it has been it's been an up and down road, sir.
It definitely sounds it. How long?
I knew Johnny when he was 8. I was 9. Johnny was 17. I was 18 when we moved away from the Northwest Side of Chicago to the Plains. I have a little card that was put together. Johnny and I walked on the path together. He went one way, I went the other. And how true words were ever put on a piece of paper. And that came to me one night when I was sleeping. I had started my book, and there were a lot of ups and downs. I won't go into all that. But it finally got out, and I wrote those words down. And then the documentary that they just did, which I seen on the video in the back where they say extra footage or special footage, I quote at the very end of the movie, "Johnny and I walked down the path together. He went one way. I went," and then they fade me out. That's going to be very moving to the people in this country. Who's Barry? Let's go check. Does he have a website? Does he have a book? I cannot thank William Forsythe enough. He came into my life in 2009. The very first time we touched base, he said, "I should have came to you first." But then he met Mr. Mulse, who plays in the movie, the one that dear Mr. Gacy.
Right.
And that man, that was so hard. I wasn't there because I didn't get to meet the man. He died 2006, but I know something must have happened that was dramatic for him to want to kill himself, you know?
Right.
When you see that one part where he comes to the prison and the guards say, "Oh, yeah, Johnny's waiting for you." Well, Johnny had everybody in the prison under his leadership. He used to get cigars. I read where he had the cell open door. He has painting. He took over. And that's how Johnny was since I known him. I met him in 1950 playing Steal the Bacon on the Northwest Side of Chicago with 15 of us. And when he was coming up the street, I turned to my friend. I said, "Who are these people?" Because I knew everybody. And he said, "I don't know. Well, let's stop playing." Went over and met him. And as he put his hand out, he said, in such a way, "My name is John Wayne Gacy." And I said, "My name is Barry Boschelli." And inside my head, a little voice said, "This is a very unusual person."
Right.
And, sir, that's just putting it mildly.
I'm sure.
So our relationship was up and down. No, he never raised a fist to me or none of that. But he did try to control me. And in my book, I put it to a steam locomotive. Johnny and I are going down 60 miles of a track, and we're trying to reach together for the star, for the stars. That's how I put it in my book. I tried the American people to understand. It would be like as if it was your uncle, your cousin, your brother, your aunt, or your sister who you learned was killing after you knew your aunt, your brother, your sister, and your cousin for a long time. How you are affected. I was affected badly when I went to his house in 79. He tried to kill me. Can you believe this? Of course, I didn't think so. No, I thought he was angered at me because I wouldn't put the handcuffs on. He wanted me to try the handcuffs, and I said, "No, Johnny, will you get me a glass of water?" And that was from the divine, I know, without a doubt. And then I went to try to get out, and I got excited, and I fell on the floor, and got up, and I looked back, and he was still getting the water, and I ran outside. Then he came after me, said, "Don't leave my side." And then I kept the running still, and then I finally got to my dad's car, and it was a nervous wreck. That's all I'm going to tell you. And gunned the motor, didn't even look, closed my eyes, and fortunately I didn't smash nobody, but I heard these words spoken as I pulled away: "I'm going to murder you."
Wow.
And we eventually moved to Florida. 1908 of the trials came. God avoided me of those trials. He had all reasons. And I was doing landscaping, and my boss comes to me because he hears it on the radio. You know that man up in Illinois who's all involved in politicians and knows this one? I said, yeah, that's my friend Johnny. I'm the only one that could call him Johnny. And he passed a remark one time. Don't know if it's in one of my notes or someone told me. He said, the only one that got away with that is Barry. From the time he met me to whatever, he's known me by Johnny. Everyone else was John Gacy.
Right.
So I was, I guess, very honored, I guess you could say. But that's the way I was. We did so many things together. It, when I say it was, he was different, we did junk picking, but we had a fancy name. It's in my book. We're upperpreneurs. We're like, we're fancy people picking up people's garbage. But, you know, we had a lot of garage sales. We raised money for Penny Candy. Oh, I can, the restaurant we put together, we had people coming off the street eating in my mom's basement. And my father was in the cocktail lounge business, and he was sleeping upstairs. And I remember going outside saying, shh, shh, gotta be quiet. My dad is sleeping. And they all would come in the basement, and we had a kitchen down there, and Johnny was a chef. He cooked all the food. Then we had the Christmas story, the night before Christmas, and we had it all down in my basement. The Boy Scouts came, the troop we belonged to. Yes, sir, I do have memories. And I hope they overdo the bad and the evil that others know about him. I'm not trying to glorify Johnny because he did, he deserved being executed. Believe me, he did. And I feel so bad for the other side of the families that suffered today for this. I hope that before I leave this planet, I can do something to pay them back to whatever effort, money or whatever, because once you take a life, it's gone.
Right.
And but no, I know Johnny as a childhood friend of 8 years old. Johnny knew me at 9. And I had the last caller ask me, what is the most memorable thing that you remember with a fond memory? Johnny singing O Holy Night and making people cry.
Yeah, that sounds
what I remember.
Touching.
So,
and I haven't read your book yet, but I mean, I'm definitely going. Johnny. And
all right, go on. Barnes and Noble, you can order it. Amazon, you can order it. Or you can go to Author House and you can get a free copy, or they can get at least 5. As long as you're the media, the magazine, or whatever you are in the entertaining world, they'll give you free copies.
Well, you know I'm going
to
read
you,
it.
You
and
can
I
go to, it's called Author House in Bloomington, Indiana, is my publisher.
Fantastic.
And then, of course, you go online, johnnyandme.net, and then you'll see all the people that have commented. They want this to become a movie. That's, I hear it all the time. They said this would make, if you could just do it the way you wrote your book, this would be a fantastic movie. Because what it would do, it would make people understand that criminals don't start from birth. They don't come out of their mother's wounds and going to kill half the population. It starts by one little thing leading into another. And because I had the fortunate to be there when he was growing up, I saw how his father treated him. His father was very, very, very cruel to him. He had to scrub the, on Saturday mornings, we used to get a quarter to do 10 jobs, believe me. And Johnny got very little either. And I would go over there and sit on the sofa after my chores were done. And Johnny would have to hit a scrub brush and wash the linoleum down. And his father would stand over him and say, get that car. And Marion would say, okay, John, go to the basement. Go do your thing, John. I'll take care of it. Yeah, Marion was a beautiful person.
Okay.
They're all gone now. Just Karen and I are alive now to tell the real story about Johnny.
Well,
as I said, I'm not trying to convince anybody. You know what he did. I know what he did. But there's another side of Johnny that nobody knows.
Well, I hope that your book does become a movie because
if anybody could help us in any way, my partner David Butts out of Sycamore, Illinois, who is my president, has had a lot of ups and downs, we'll just put it that way, and promises. We're still trying to get a producer. He has to be somebody of many years to understand and capture the true nature of this story. Other movies have been made by Johnny. I've seen them. And the two that I have are done, well, there's a lot of lies in it. But when I watched what William did, he came to right on the mark.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of his. So
are you really? Well, I met him. He hugged me like a bear up in his hotel room at the Conrad Hilton in 2009. He said, "Are you happy now, Barry?" I said, "Before this, I get all caught up in all this, I could never put it into words what you are doing for me." He said, "This makes up for the Vancouver thing, doesn't it?" Oh, I assert it passes it 3,000 times over. And that'll be a memory I'll take to my grave. I saw my house. I saw my neighborhood. Yes, everybody's gone now. They've all passed on. But I have memories of everyone's home and all the things that went down. I have a very good memory. That's why I wrote the book and didn't leave nothing out of it. Everything I could remember, the shoes we wore, the guys, how they wore their shirts rolled up and put cigarettes. Of course, I didn't smoke then, and I only smoked once, so that's all. But the music, Carl Perkins, blue suede shoes. I have Elvis Presley's shoes that Elvis Presley put out in the market from that time period. I still have them. No, I can't get in no more. And I have the jeans I wore and all that, you know. It's hard to take away the past, you know.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
And where are you calling from, may I ask?
I am calling from New Jersey.
New Jersey, wow.
Yeah. I think the more we get your name out there, I think the closer your book will get to become
pick
a
movie. Up. Yeah,
and,
because we have a little slump right now. David calls it the slump. I said, "Well, David, don't worry, it's going to get better." Oprah contacted me some time ago because Karen went on there real quickly. Karen wanted me there. She definitely wanted. Oprah said, "No, not this time." So Karen, out of kindness for me, my friendship, took and put her photos, brought them, and they used them. Now, I had no idea this was happening. My friends all seen it. In the credits, it says, "Thank you, Mr. Barry Boschelli, for all the photos to the to Oprah show."
Oh,
Barry never sent a one. Barry's got 30 to 80 pictures here. No, Karen did that, and she didn't want me to know it. And that's out of love and friendship of the years. And that makes me feel good because, as I said, I gave her a copy of my book. I said, "Please be honest and sincere, Karen." And she said her brother-in-law read it. And then when she got a chance to read mine, she went up there and she said, "David, Barry's book is awesome." Then she went up on Barnes & Noble. "Dear Barry, thank you for being so kind toward our family. And thank you for everything you said about our family was true. I wasn't nasty. I wasn't vicious. I just told it the way my eyes and my ears saw it, and my eyes." So I have a lot to be grateful this year. I have a lot of blessings coming, and I'm honored that people like you and the others that have gone before you today, because there's been 5 interviews, I've told them, each and every one of them, I said, "This is it. This is the way it was. This is what I saw 50 years ago when I met Johnny Gacy in 1950 of August playing Steal the Bacon."
Well, I will get this interview posted on our website.
All right.
And I will forward it to the...
Mr. Peters. Yeah, he's the one. He's the man, all right. He's the one that's doing all this.
And I'm sure he'll forward that to you as well.
Well, it'll go to him and then to David, my partner. I don't have a computer here.
Oh,
so David sends me all the things in the mail and stuff, you know. And if I had one, sir, I'll be honest with you. I tried to learn it. I'm from 1950 vintage, okay? From things that, well, were more simpler, more different time. That's why I wrote the book, because in it you're going to find what it was like 50 years ago when I was growing up. And things have surely changed, you know.
Oh, they sure have. I respect that time period, and
I bet you do. How old are you, may I ask?
I'm 39 years old.
Well,
so
all right.
A little bit before my time, but
yeah.
I'm still a fan.
But you remember a lot of things. You've seen a lot of things go down, you know.
Oh, certainly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was.
Well, You've made my day. You are the last call.
Okay.
I said last night in my prayers, may I get through all this, Father, and may I do the best I can to share whatever thoughts are in my heart and soul. That's all I can do.
Fantastic job. I really appreciate you talking to us.
Will you let Mr. Peters know how I came across or whatever? Because that means a lot to me. He said, when I did the interview yesterday morning, he said, Barry, the man come back and said, you were awesome. And I said, well, I don't know where to start. I don't know what you want to know. I try to tell you as much as I can within the short time you limit me, but I try to give you an idea of what went down. You see, others have said this to me. I don't think there's another person like you, as far as I know, who lives to meet somebody who then became a serial killer, and you are able to write about it.
Yeah.
He said, Dahmer, you didn't hear anybody come forward to Dahmer. How about Bundy? Did you hear a lot of people talk about Bundy's life? No, they just sort of skipped over it. How about the Green River murders? No, you didn't. I think, and maybe I'm wrong, I'm the only one that told it exactly before he became a serial killer.
Yeah, I mean, you certainly might be, definitely.
Well, let's hope that your viewers or everybody that is going to hear all this, that they'll say, we want to know more about this. Where can we get his book? As I said, it's called johnnyandme.net, and if they go on there, they'll find all the everything that's happened so far.
Fantastic.
And I thank you for taking this time out to call me. I called you, but just the same, you're at the other end, so I could talk to you.
Well, you have a great night, and you have a fantastic holiday season.
Merry Christmas to you and your whole family.
Thank you, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.